This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us, of course, on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can, well, you can control the content. All the stuff you see on the front page has been submitted by listeners just like you, and then voted on by you, and then you get to, you know, listeners will decide what is the most interesting. What is the most interesting news or YouTube video or whatever you want to post up there at freetalklive.com. As usual, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So, Mark, it has been just a difficult week for some people in the activist community. For our listeners that don't get the weekday program, we've had all kinds of just bad news with liberty activists around the country being arrested for nonsense like using a video camera in a public court lobby, also being sent to jail for 30 days for recording a police officer. Let's see, what are some of the other things that we've encountered this week? A man was sent to jail for an indeterminate amount of time because he didn't fill out a piece of paper. So that's just a few highlights. The guy also was sent to jail for wearing a hat.
Yep. I think of the people that were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. This wasn't this week, but
it's coming up Monday.
Yeah, it's coming up Monday, and the feds there in Washington, D.C. could decide that it is an improper way to celebrate Independence Day by dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And I don't mean with boomboxes or anything like this. Folks that are dancing silently with earbuds in, I can't see how they're any more of a distraction than the normal stuff that goes on at the Jefferson Memorial, but they don't think so.
So we've been saying on this show for a long time that this is a police state. The
right.
United
people,
States today is a police state.
And people will say we're crazy. I mean, I'm sure that that's happening all over America. As you say, the United States is becoming a police state.
No, it is a police state.
Okay, fine. I don't know where that point is.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask about tonight was, because I know where the point's been crossed for me. Peaceful people are being put in cages for nonsense. That's enough of a police state. But there are more reasons now why it's even more obvious and more in your face than ever before.
And
my question for you, dear listener, is what is it that is your criteria? By what criteria would you decide that it is or has become a police state? What is required for you to make that decision?
I think there are a couple of truisms here that need to be approached. Is government grows. It always grows. So we have a government, and that government is going to continue to grow as long as it exists. And then at some point, it will become so ponderously large, it'll crash in upon itself, and, we'll do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that a government is an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. That's really an operating definition of it. And, in fact, if you think I'm nuts, I've got a quote from Barack Obama that says almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Third, The frog and the hot water analogy. Now, apparently it isn't true. You can't just turn up the heat very slowly on a frog and a pot of water and it won't jump out.
Sounds nice, though.
But frogs are, they've always been used in this analogy. But the analogy is that if you turn up the heat very slowly on a frog in a pot of water, as if he just wants to hang out in your pot of water, that he will not notice the heat, and at some point he will be boiled because he's never jumped out, because he's never noticed the increase in heat. And I guess if you take those truisms that the government is an organization of violence, that it will continue to grow, and that there's this kind of analogy out there, this conversation in the world that people don't notice incremental change. I guess for you, the listener, what is the criteria for a police state? Have we reached it? And if we haven't reached it, what's that point? Because I just don't know.
What's it going to take? Yeah, what would it be that would make you go, it really is a police state?
Because I don't like it when people look at me, when I say something like that, and people look at me and roll their eyes.
Mm.
I don't like that feeling. I don't want to be a loony. So I would like to know, please, what is the criteria by which you would judge this? And, so that I can know when the police state comes.
So the number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Now, there's a website, thefreemanonline.org. I don't know what it is. But there's an article here which was just posted within the last 2 weeks by somebody who just recently has come to the conclusion that, yes, indeed, this is a police state.
Okay.
So let's see what it is he has to say, because we've been saying this stuff for years on Free Talk Live. And he writes, as my regular readers know, I'm not one for hyperbole, so perhaps some are thinking that my title is ironic. This is Stephen Horowitz at thefreemanonline.org. Says, nope, I mean it. An accumulation of events in recent months leads me to no other conclusion than we are, in fact, living in a police state in the good old U.S. of A. The list of reasons is fairly long, but we can certainly start with our favorite gropers at the TSA.
Yeah, this is another thing that really annoys me, is that Americans will line up, shoes in hand, belts in boxes, belts in tubs, and just wait to be either irradiated or scanned or patted down, you know, and...
Well, you and I have both done it too, Mark.
I know.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I guess for me it's the advocacy of it. So many people will advocate, we must have this.
Oh,
so even though the TSA has never caught a terrorist yet, even though there have been a myriad of situations where they have embarrassed people, traumatized people, and done all kinds of awful things.
Hurt them as well.
Wasn't there a situation where they killed somebody?
Right. And how about the one where they pulled the nipple rings out from the woman, just yanked them out?
Nice.
That one. In my ideal world, says Horowitz, airline safety would be the responsibility of those with the most directly to lose financially from doing it poorly, that is the airlines and the airports themselves. But even in a world where the government has taken on that responsibility, we should be protected by the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches. It's one thing to walk through the standard metal detector, which seems reasonable, but when we're expected to pose virtually nude in a submissive position for government agents, and when refusing to do so earns you a feel-up that would count as sexual battery in most states, that's something else entirely. If I told you 20 years ago that in 2011 this is what would happen every day to thousands of travelers, including toddlers and the handicapped at U.S. airports, you would not have believed me. And on top of everything else, it doesn't work. It's mere security theater. When residents of the United States have a legitimate fear of being sexually abused by agents of the state when engaging in peaceful air travel, we live in a police state. And then he goes on to talk about SWAT teams as well as...
Yeah. Isn't there a SWAT raid in the United States every second or something like that? I mean, it's incredible.
40,000 a year. Checkpoints regarding your papers. We'll get to that. I want to get to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Are we in a police state? And if not, why not? What would it take for you to decide that you do live in a police state?
Yeah, not why not. I really want to know what is the criteria. What needs to happen?
1-800-259-9231. Stuart's in Georgia, listening to WFLA in Tallahassee, Florida. Hello, Stuart. Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live. At least, we thought he was. Stuart going once, Stuart going twice. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. So, he goes on to discuss, as I said, the SWAT teams, and we've talked a lot about this over the years, is how SWAT originally was intended to be used in like some sort of hostage situation, or going after some crazed murderer who's holed himself up in his house.
Bank robbers that have a bunch of people in there. They're often somebody every hour.
But instead, it's now being used on a regular basis to go after a pot dealer.
The vast majority of the time, it is going after people who, had possession of something that the government doesn't want them to possess.
We had some technical difficulties. We believe Stuart is back on the line here in Georgia, and he's gone again. Bad cell phone, Stuart. Shame on you.
SWAT team, shame
on Verizon or Sprint or whoever it is. So we'll get to the SWAT teams here. Number one, the militarization of the police with no-knock raids by full SWAT teams being the norm for everything from minor possession of marijuana to suspected student loan fraud.
And that's true. It just happened a couple of weeks ago.
Two, the Supreme Court's complicity in eviscerating the Fourth Amendment, and two more pieces of the police state are in place. These raids often feature what writer Radley Balco calls puppy sides. The cops shoot and kill any dogs in the house routinely, regardless of the behavior of the dogs. Of course, the cops...
They shot dogs that were in cages because, they were in fear for their, how dangerous it was.
Yeah. Of course, the cops often raid the wrong house, terrifying innocent people in the middle of the night and killing their dogs as well. When residents of the United States have serious reason to fear the door being busted down in the middle of the night by armed agents of the state, despite having done nothing wrong, we live in a police state.
There was that ex-Marine that, you know, they had some kind of SWAT raid on his house, and I think it was a mistake because they didn't find any drugs in his house. They shot him 60 times or something like that.
The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves. 800-259-9231. What is your criteria to make the decision that you're living in a police state, if you haven't already decided that? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. You can enjoy the website for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Grab archives up. Maybe you are somebody that unfortunately only gets the show on Saturday nights on your local talk radio station. I mean, that's good, but you could have us all week. And if you've missed a moment, you can go and grab archives over at freetalklive.com. The show actually airs 7 nights a week. So you can grab as many as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluating, and you can see it happening every day. You know that at some point in, you know, human history, a new currency is going to take over as the world's reserve currency, or at least, you know, that people will continue to use it. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that new exciting currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're very much like internet cash. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. And don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins have been going up. It's weusecoins.org.
So what are your criteria for determining whether or not you're living in a police state? If you don't believe it's a police state today, what would it take to convince you that it is? 1-800-259-9231. We're sharing with you something here from the freemanonline.org and, Stephen Horowitz, who just recently has come to the conclusion that he is indeed living in a police state. So here's some more of his rationale, and then we'll jump into you and your thoughts. He says, then there's my experience this past week as I drove home from the airport in Syracuse, New York. The Border Patrol and the state police had set up a roadblock on the county line about 30 miles from my house and at least 20 miles as the crow flies from the border with Canada. This is not uncommon, but this time two things were different. First, both groups of officers were fully armed. Second, they were asking questions. Normally they just peer into your car and let you go. This time I was asked, where are you coming from? Were you out of the state?
Where are you going?
And do you have luggage in your trunk?
Is this for business or pleasure?
They didn't search the car, nor did they ask for ID, the latter probably because I'm white. But it does not matter. When American citizens are stopped while traveling within their own state and asked to account for their whereabouts, we live in a police state.
Now, these checkpoints are going on all over the southern United States. And actually the northern
north. That's what he was talking about was the northern.
The northern area, just along the border. What the claim is by the Border
Patrol. Within 100 miles, actually.
Yeah, by the Border Patrol is that any area that is within 100 miles of a border, and I want you to try to imagine this, the color of this area, you know, along the United States border, the top and then the bottom. That within 100 miles, they can, you know, just stop cars randomly and ask folks, or stop them all, and ask folks, you know, who they are or what they're doing, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And if you consider that all these places that are, you know, coastline, I mean, you know, you could have immigrants just sneaking up on the coast. If you consider that, too, that they just expand it to that and government grows, then you've got a 100-mile swath of, I mean, I'll bet you that's most of America.
Well, and don't expect...
Population-wise, I should say.
Right, and those things can also happen at any bus station or train station.
Yep.
We've started to hear about TSAs just setting up on the side of the road. But let's go to you and your thoughts here. There's a little more on the freemanonline.org, but I want to hear from you. David, listening in Florida to WFLA. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. David in Florida. Going once. We are not having good luck with the phones tonight.
What, the phone's broken?
I don't know. I hope not. Let's talk to Marty, listening in Florida, also listening to WFLA. Marty. Marty in Florida. I don't know what happened to our board operator. Well, anyway, there's a lot to discuss here. 800-259-9231. I'm being told that the phone callers are on the air, but I don't hear anyone. If you're there, say hello.
Check the potentiometer there on your side.
We're all good.
There's something.
It's all
them. Somebody.
Who is that?
What's your name?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Marty.
Marty.
Hello, Marty.
What do you want to share with us tonight?
If you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to worry about?
Well, are you serious?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, I guess I have this question to ask. The police are throwing people in jail for using cameras to film them, right? I mean, they're in Orlando. A guy just got 30 days for filming a police officer. If they're not doing anything wrong, what do they have to worry about?
Well, is there a statute against filming police officers?
Not in Florida, but the fact is, you know, they've got these catch-alls.
Disorderly conduct.
Obstruction of justice, you know, and these kind of things. And they use them for whatever they want. There are states, I believe it's a felony in Illinois, and it's, I think it might be a felony in Massachusetts, too. Maryland has a pretty strict law.
Yeah, well, don't do that.
Just don't
Thanks
do
for
anything.
The advice.
So that you're basically you're just saying to hell with the freedom of speech, to hell with the freedom of the press,
no,
right?
No. 1,000 times no. But it's like they're going to pass these laws, and in order to unpass these laws, well, the people have to vote.
Well, how about
wait a minute,
this?
Marty, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you're saying here. You're saying that, okay, you think that maybe the news reporter shouldn't be arrested by the police and people with video cameras shouldn't be arrested by the police, but in the meantime you're saying don't disobey, just go along to get along and then maybe vote for somebody to try to change it? Is that pretty much what you're saying? Are you still there, Marty? Marty... 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe the question was too difficult or a cell phone dropped out. I don't know.
Could be anything. You know, I always wonder about this mentality. If the blacks in the southern United States had decided to wait until their freedoms were given to them rather than using civil disobedience or something to get it, how long would it have taken them? Is that justice? There are situations where the United States government was systematically slaughtering Indians. Was that okay because it was legal? I mean, in Nazi Germany, it was illegal, and in the United States, it was illegal to harbor slaves, fugitive slaves, and in Nazi Germany, it was illegal to harbor Jews. Because these things are illegal, are they bad?
Don't forget that two credentialed journalists this last week in the United States, in Washington, D.C., during a taxi cab commission meeting, were arrested. One was arrested for taking a photo, and then the other was arrested for taking video of the guy who was being arrested for taking a photo.
Right, and remember that these laws that they use are vague. And they'll do whatever they want with them. So, to some extent, it's the writing of the law. In other ways, it's the enforcement of the law.
Now, Marty's call was just making excuses for the police state. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, then why do you care? But I really want to hear from somebody who doesn't think it's a police state as to what it would take for you to believe that it is a police state. What is the criteria for you as far as where you would decide, okay, yes, this is a police state? Can you please explicate, enlighten me? Because I think we're already there. 800-259-9231. So here's a little bit more from thefreemanonline.org about the asking for of papers. Finally, a professional colleague of mine was recently on a train to Chicago with his teenage son. They're of Mexican descent, but both are American citizens. Border Patrol agents boarded the train and conducted a similar inquisition. My colleague and his son were hassled quite a bit and told they probably should keep proof of citizenship with them when they travel within the United States. When innocent
if
Americans...
those aren't papers, I don't know what they are.
That's
I don't,
exactly what that
how
is.
How would I prove my citizenship? I'm really... I don't know.
When innocent American citizens are told they should have their papers on them, we live in a police state. Do you disagree?
I wonder what Marty thinks about that. I mean,
I would have loved to have found out more of what Marty thought, but maybe you agree with Marty. Maybe you think that it's not a police state and that, you know, we should just shut up and go along to get along. 800-259-9231. How dare we question our benevolent politicians? 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org brings you Pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. You can also take control of our website by going and getting interactive in various different ways. One of those is our bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there on our forum. That's bbs.freetalklive.com to get you there. bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
Liberty stickers. Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece, and you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I think some of them are so witty. I just like to go through them, kind of page through and take a look at them. As a matter of fact, one of them was so good, I blew it up into a 4x8 sign and put it out in front of my yard. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. A question on the table, though you can bring up whatever you'd like. The question on the table is, what would it take for you, if you don't think we live in a police state today, for you to come to believe that you do? Simple question, but maybe something you've never really thought about too hard before. Maybe because you've been lucky, and you live in a part of the country where you haven't experienced these roving checkpoints. where you haven't been pulled over while on a bus or a train or something like that by, say, the TSA or the Border Patrol, and talked to and been demanded of your papers and so on and so forth. Maybe you just haven't experienced those things, and it doesn't, or for whatever reason, maybe you like that.
Yeah, maybe it makes you feel better, but one must consider that there are opportunity costs to everything. First off, you need to pay people that rummage through folks' lives. You need to, so that costs a lot of money. You never seen a government bureaucrat that doesn't have a giant pension. Many of them will be $75. I saw that there were, tens of thousands of government employees that make more than governors? I can't remember what the statistics were. But just a lot of employees that make more than $100,000 a year that work for the federal government. And, state and local employees don't make nearly as much.
Any price, Mark, to keep us safe.
Right. So it doesn't matter how much they get paid. But don't forget that. But, people are trying to get where they're going, and it takes them more time.
So, 800-259-9231, what are your criteria? Do you have them? Have you ever really thought about whether or not you're living in a police state? Let's talk to Larry, listening in Indiana to WGBF in Evansville. Hello, Larry.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling because if you'd asked me this question about 6 months ago, I would have said probably, no, we don't live in a police state, until I was actually involved with the situation with police.
What happened? What changed for you?
Well, I was actually shopping at a major retailer, which I won't name, and as I was leaving, I was walking back to my car, and before I even got halfway to my car, I was surrounded by three police cars, total of about five officers, and was placed under arrest for allegedly stealing from the store. They charged me with $400 in theft and took me to jail.
Now, what would make them think you were stealing from the store, were you?
Well, the claim they had was that my car matched the description of one the store had reported to them previously.
How far previously?
They didn't say.
Okay. There's a common police trick, and people, they use this all the time, that if they'll stop you on the side of the road as a pedestrian or something walking in a residential neighborhood, they'll say, there's been a robbery reported in this neighborhood, or a burglary reported in the neighborhood, so I'm going to have to, shake you down, ask you some questions, that kind of thing. So if they didn't tell you when, it kind of bugs me.
Right. To finish the story, they had pulled me over, or they had stopped me, placed me in the back of the car and of their car before I even got to mine. And of course, then they start looking at my car after they had cleared out my pockets for me. And I work on the road, so I had my laptop and some cameras and things in the car that I use. And they used that as a reason to search my car because I guess the items that I had supposedly stolen were electronic.
Mm.
They did not find anything on me that night on my person that I had supposedly stolen, because that's why they said they stopped me, because the store had called and said that the person was in the store again and had stolen something else. They didn't find anything on me. I hadn't been in my car previously. I spent the night in jail. The next morning, when they woke me up, I had the detective who was allegedly working the previous cases come in, charge me with two more counts.
Wow.
Yeah. I ended up making bond that morning, and my first court date, I go in after I had hired an attorney, and the police officer went before my attorney, myself, and the prosecutor, and told them that, indeed, I had stolen everything that they had said, that they had found multiple items in my car matching the description of those items, and that he had, in fact, himself reviewed the tapes from the store and found that I was the person they were looking for. So we went ahead, and my lawyer pressed forward with it. We got some time to go through and review the tapes ourselves. And after reviewing them with my lawyer, found that, yes, I had been in the store, but there was absolutely nothing that had shown that I had actually taken anything.
And what about the claim of the items in your trunk?
They had seized all of that. I provided my lawyer with all the receipts for those items.
Wow, you had the receipts?
Yeah, like I said, they weren't all that old, and when you buy things online, you can still pull up receipts for...
I see. I see. Okay.
A couple years out, so... I provided all that to my lawyer. The prosecutor agreed to return the items that I had receipts for. They still refused to drop the charges.
Hmm.
So what happened?
Despite the fact that, you know, they had no real proof other than the security camera, which didn't show anything definitive, finally they end up at the last court date. Like I said, we started out with $400 worth of stolen items. The store kept pressing and ended up with a total of about almost $1,900 worth of items that they had claimed. My attorney managed to talk them down to dropping all but one of the charges and basically doing a probation situation where I paid back what I had allegedly stolen and was on probation for the next 2 years as a result of it.
So
you had all this evidence?
You took a plea deal?
What's that?
You took a plea deal when you had evidence you hadn't stolen them, these items?
After talking to my attorney, he said that it was basically the security camera and the store and the police versus what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And although the security camera didn't show that I did take it, he said from the angles that were available that you also couldn't say that when my back was to the camera that I hadn't stuck it in my pocket.
But and you had receipts?
For the items they found, yes, in my car.
But not all of the items they found?
There were a couple of items, but they were all older items.
Uh-huh.
Things hadn't been stolen in 3-4 years.
And they were claiming that you had stolen those from the store?
No, they were claiming that I had stolen other items similar to that from the store.
Wow, this seems like a real stretch on their part.
Yeah, yeah.
Your lawyer said that he didn't think that he could exonerate you on this.
The problem was they were charging 2 felony counts and 1 misdemeanor count. So as a result of that, it was either accept the misdemeanor plea deal and go with probation and, you know, basically stay out of trouble for the next 2 years, which is obviously not.
Which isn't that hard. Or to pay another $10,000 in lawyer's fees to try to fight it all.
And try to fight it all and still risk the chance of being convicted of 2 felonies and 1 misdemeanor.
Okay, I don't trust juries, frankly.
It seems to me, like, what you're describing to me, clearly it's police just going, I think, overboard on their investigation. I mean, obviously I haven't seen the videos. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's not one of the more stereotypical, examples of the police state. I mean, you could say the police were just doing their job in that case of investigating an alleged, maybe they're doing a poor job of it, but investigating an alleged shoplifter.
I think that that's more talking about the brokenness of the judicial system.
But what I hear is that the system is how that's how the system works, right? They hit you up with a bunch of charges, in this case a couple felonies and a misdemeanor. They then come to you, you lawyer up, you pay thousands of dollars to lawyer up, so the lawyer's already made a bunch of money. The system then says, you know, we don't want to work and actually have to get a conviction, so we'll go ahead and offer you this plea deal. The lawyer says, oh, you're really, it's tough, looks tough there, buddy. We're going to have to take this plea deal because the lawyer doesn't want to work either. He's already made a bunch of money on the case. And so everybody, you know, makes it go away with a violation plea bargain or something like that, and this guy ends up having to pay back money that he allegedly never stole.
I think it falls into the police state category.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, can bring up what you'd like at 800-259-9231. But I'm most interested in hearing tonight is from somebody who doesn't think this is a police state, and what your criteria are as far as what it would take for you to believe that it is. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
What has to be going on in the United States that's police state-ish for you to believe that this is a police state?
Yeah. And also, I want to let you know that you can promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com, where you can get everything from a free bumper sticker to flyers, which you can print out, or graphics, web banners, etc. Different things to help you get the word out about Free Talk Live in your community or online. And you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Good way to support the show as we continue with you and your thoughts. And ladies come first, so let's talk to Hazel, listening in Virginia to WSVG. Hazel, you're on Free Talk Live in Mount Jackson.
Well, thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm enjoying listening to you, but I think this thing of being a police state is played up a little bit. I know that we have lost a lot of our freedoms. And I'm in the Tea Party in Virginia. I'm working hard to get rid of this president we have, Obama, because he's trashed our Constitution.
You don't think the Constitution was trashed before Obama?
Oh, yes, but he's done it worse.
Okay.
He said it was a flawed piece of paper.
Well, that's attributed to, I think, George Bush as well, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think George Bush said that.
He never said it was a flawed piece of paper.
He said it was a GD piece of paper.
Yeah.
He used the expletive, gosh darned piece of paper.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. But anyway, and he trashes us in it with our friends. He goes around apologizing for this country, and I'm really upset about that.
I get that you're upset about Barack Obama, but I'm curious, do you think it is a police state today?
Well, I think that, not totally, but it's becoming a police state.
So what would it be that would
When our religious freedoms are taken away from us, we can't even pray in public now.
Well, that's not... I don't
and
know.
Our
where,
children...
Where in public?
Sir, our children can't even say a prayer in school.
Well, I guess my question there would be, that's a sort of a public school situation.
You mean like out loud as a whole class? Because you can say a prayer any old time you want to, quietly to yourself. I don't see why that would be a problem. But I agree with you. There was an incident recently where some folks were trying to read the Bible outside of the DMV. I think it was in California, and they were arrested for that. So there's no doubt that there's a crackdown on freedom of religion. So are you saying that that's what it would take for you to decide that it's a police state as a crackdown?
It already is. I'm not saying that. It's already happening. Look what they did to Roy Moore.
So you do believe it's a police
state? When they let him keep the Ten Commandments in the courthouse.
Well, that's a government office. I mean, one could argue that there should be a separation of church and state. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I do. I disagree with that. I don't believe that the state should order a religion for us to go by. But
well, that's
George
not a religion.
Washington
that's a...
and our forefathers gave God credit for the...
Do you think that Rastafarians should be able to smoke marijuana to celebrate their belief in God?
No, I do not.
Whoa, well, why not? I thought you were for freedom of religion.
I am for freedom of religion, but not smoking pot and narcotics. I think that's ridiculous.
So you don't
really
believe in freedom of religion, then? You don't believe in freedom of religion because the Rastafarians believe that this is a sacred act.
I believe
it's a sacred plant.
Freedom of religion, sir, but I don't believe...
You only believe in freedom for your religion, though.
No, sir. I think that Christians should be allowed to read the Bible in school. I read it when I was a child.
Should a Muslim be allowed to read the Quran in school?
Of course, if they want to read it, but their religion shouldn't be taught in school like it's being taught now.
Should Christianity be taught in school?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you're consistent on that. So then in that case, you would agree that if the Ten Commandments were to be allowed in a courthouse, that some sort of Muslim document should also be allowed there. Hello?
Hazel?
I think we lost her. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Joyce in Florida, listening in our hometown of Sarasota. Joyce, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WSRQ.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
The important thing here is that I've been watching the police state for multiple years.
So you believe
I moved
it
down,
is a police
state. Yeah, when I go over to my mother's the first night I came down here when my husband passed away, I just, withered 1 week. And the next thing, I came down here to this house because we had bought it. And by gum, they had three policemen in the house, and the trunks open. My Doberman was put in one van, and the other
two cars.
They arrested
your dog?
They got the dog out, and then they proceeded to fill their trunks with my stuff.
Oh, man.
I asked them what they were doing after the third time around the block trying to figure out what they were doing. And somebody called in anonymously. Down here you can call in anonymously. You're bankrupted. You're taken out of your home. Their law is you don't see a judge. You never get to see a judge. The bank called in on me. A hospital called in on me. Seniors Friendship Center called in
so
on me.
So they Baker-acted you, which is for people who...
Well, they didn't get that far. They didn't get that
they
far.
They didn't? Why?
No, because I had people helping me.
Oh, that's good.
My daughter came down here a year ago, January, and...
Having people makes a difference. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, Joyce. Thank you. At 800-259-9231. Having people is what really makes a difference. I mean, when it comes to the government folks aggressing against you, if you've got people on your side who are going to come to court and support you or going to actually come out maybe while the arrest happens, that increases the chance that they're going to behave a little bit more, because having people means you might have people with video cameras, and if people are around with video cameras, then there's a greater chance the police will behave. But sometimes video cameras set them off, and they arrest the people with the video cameras, which is what's been
happening. Happens.
Which is what's been happening a lot recently within the last few years, and just within the last week, a handful of folks, journalists and independent journalists as well, independent videographers, have been arrested by the police in various different places across the country, and it's just absolutely outrageous. And it seems clear evidence it's police state. She obviously believes it is. What about you? 800-259-9231. If you don't think it's police state, what are your criteria? Because the lady before her, Hazel, seemed a little confused. Like, on one hand, she said she didn't quite think it was getting to a police state. And then when we asked her some more questions, it sounded like she agreed that it was a police state. So there has to be somebody out there that maybe there isn't, Mark. Maybe this is a bad topic these days. Because we used to, maybe we'll ask this like once a year just to kind of get a pulse for what people think.
Marty, who called in, didn't seem to think it was a police state. His opinion was sort of, well, if you don't like what's going on, just get with the program.
Actually, I think Marty might be back. Let's see if we can bring Marty back here, if he's still with us. Marty in Florida, listening to WFLA.
And I am.
Okay, Marty, good. We lost your call earlier, and apologies for that. It's probably a phone network issue. But can you answer the question?
Go ahead.
Well, can you answer the question about do you believe it's a police state, and if not, what would it take for you to believe that it is?
Not totally, but, I've had some experiences, and there's a little bit too much and a little bit too little,
Well, what's too little?
When I'm going through the TSA lines, it's obvious who you should be looking at.
So what you're saying is that law enforcement should profile people like Mexicans and Arabs.
I'm not saying profile, but come on.
Well, I had a friend. Well, I mean, you can use whatever terminology you want. I had a friend. His name was Ali El Haj, and he was pretty clearly Arab. Right? And we went on, and this was post 9/11, and we had to go on a series of airline flights together. And, well, it's really strange. He always got that SSSS screening, and I didn't. And I think that this, this sort of profiling does go on. And, Ali took it just sort of as a matter of course. But can you imagine what it must be like, Marty, to be just your sort of average, just your average American who happens to be brown or happens to have an Arab name, and what it must be like?
Well, yeah, because I was coming back from Rome last year. And got a girlfriend. She's got a Guatemalan passport, right?
Mm-hmm. She must be a criminal.
We missed four flights. Yeah, four flights.
So that bothers you, right?
So Marty, if you've got nothing to hide, then what's the problem?
Does it bother me? Kinda.
Don't you want to be treated equally under the law?
Yeah, but if they suspect something, why should they look at them?
But it's their job to suspect people, right? I mean, like, they suspect,
your girlfriend.
Right, they suspected that 80-year-old woman that they pulled her diaper off in line. Yeah. Apparently, they suspected her for something that was just this last week.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, interesting, Marty's been the biggest defender thus far of kind of the status quo, calling originally to say, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's the big deal? And then kind of changing his tune when he actually admitted that he thought it was becoming a police state. So far, no one has really said this is not a police state. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.